I was telling Jaime Arredondo when and I introduced Tina that let's start working together.
Yes.
So, okay.
We like that.
Well, brothers and sisters, thank you for coming along for the ride. We will check you out next month and holla.
All right.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
The district attorney is the most powerful elected person in the criminal justice system. Yet, most people don't know who they are or what they do. On November 13th, Prison Pipeline speaks with the ACLU of Oregon about their new campaign to educate the public about the role of district attorneys, why they matter, and how we can use our voices to reform our criminal justice system. Join us on Prison Pipeline, November 13th at 6:30 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the second annual Portland Legends Showcase, Friday, November 10th, in Portland. The second annual Portland Legends Showcase, along with Don't Shoot Portland, are having a coat, hat, and gloves drive. Come support over 25 years of hip-hop culture and music organized by African Americans and youth through performers and audience. Again, that's the second annual Portland Legends Showcase, Friday, November 10th, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Paris Theater, 6 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of After the Smoke Clears on Wednesday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. After the Smoke Clears is the first in a series of educational public forums on the Eagle Creek Fire and learn how our community can support the recovery of the Columbia River Gorge. The series will feature a combination of multimedia presentations on what happened in the fire and examinations of key challenges moving forward, featuring insights from a collection of noted fire ecologists, forestry researchers, and leaders from local businesses, conservation, and recreation organizations. Again, that's After the Smoke Clears on Wednesday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Baby, you understand me now.
Good evening, greetings and welcome to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. And this evening, we are here with Mr. Harry Olson and Mr. Joe Rodriguez. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing okay.
Pretty good, thank you.
Yes.
How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing a lot better now that we're starting the show and you guys are here, so this is going to be great. Harry, would you please start it off? Tell us about Phoenix Rising Transition Services, please.
Well, I guess I can take you back a ways. I was born here in Portland in 1950, so I'm kind of an old geezer. And long in the tooth. So, and I started getting in trouble right away. Like, I got suspended from kindergarten and didn't slow down after that until 1990, when I was in prison for the sixth time. And I got out in 1991 and saw how difficult it was when to do something different. Up until then, whenever I got out, I just wanted to get out and do the same thing. But that time when I got out, I wanted to do something quite different. And I saw how difficult that was. And so there, in 1991, there weren't really any services, mm-hmm. so-called. Right. And so not really anything. And so I started looking and trying to think, how could something be done to make it easier for my friends when they rolled out behind me? And this is what happened.
Yeah.
You know, this many years later.
Clearly, transition services, if you will, the struggle to transition, among many other complicated issues that are blatantly overlooked, right, when we talk about mass incarceration in the United States. Some people, maybe they don't even know what we're talking about. What are we really talking about? We talk about transition back outside into the community or what have you. What does that mean? What does it entail? Because I think people don't understand the power and complications that go with that, you know, all the way down the line.
Well, America's the best country on the planet for locking people up. Mm-hmm. Hands down, it's better than everybody else. And as for transition or helping people back, or, you know, making it easier for people to come back after incarceration, I don't think we're doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. So that's what's slighted. And yeah, your isolation from society is a big thing. And so, you know, not that isn't needed in some cases. Some cases, maybe people should never get out. But most of the cases, 95% out of 100 people get out at some time. And they're, you know, we're on our way. And a whole bunch of us want to do something quite different than we did before. And a lot of us never wanted to hurt anybody. We were just drug addicts and caused trouble only so that we could get some money or some drugs. It wasn't like we wanted to hurt anybody or cause any pain or laugh about somebody's horrible situation or deprive anyone. So it wasn't such an evil thing as it might have looked.
Mm-hmm. So, Joe, we'll take it to you. Awesome to meet you. We just met, and I know you got a lot to say, man, a lot to share. So you want to kind of start it off talking about what transition really means, what that looks like for you and the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, well, you know, basically let me start off first saying that, you know, transitioning out into society nowadays has gone, you know, to a whole nother level. I mean, it's basically now where a person has to, you know, it's survival, mm-hmm. right? It's, you come out and it's daily struggles. You know, you got to try to find housing. You got to try to find a job. I mean, there's plenty of jobs out there, but, you know, do we really have career-oriented jobs? Mm-hmm. You know, is there really opportunities with all the felonies? And, you know, like Harry was saying, you know, you spend a half a life in prison. You know, you're locked up. You come in. You know, they teach you how to become harder criminal. You learn, you know, tricks of the trade. You come out, in and out. So the opportunities they're out there. You have to seek those opportunities out. And the best way to really overcome a lot of the old patterns and old thinking is educate yourself, get out there, you know, advance with discipline. And reboot your thinking, you know, transition. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Transition to society right now. I've been out 6 months on the street. I got paroled from Columbia River. I took advantage of every program that was available there. Okay, so a lot of that stuff now, I'm using it. I brought it out here and I'm using it now. I'm incorporating it out here, you know. It's mm-hmm. really, I mean, it's the real deal. This is the real world, man. And if you get stuck in the same mentality, the same patterns, you're pretty much right back to, you know, square mm-hmm. one. You're back, mm-hmm. you know, you're back inside.
Well, right.
And so, yeah, a lot of it, you know, with me, it's work every day, education, you know, at night, doing everything, you know, little odd end jobs, sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 12 hours a day, you know what I mean? But you have to get over the fact that, you know, nothing comes easy. It's going to take hard work. Mm-hmm. You have to educate, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's kind of where I've been right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think we had chatted a little bit earlier about the landscape of transition services here in Portland. And Harry, you've been coming on for many years. Really appreciate the work that you're doing, and always you bring in a lot of thoughtful light to this work, and are thinking about
Thank
it,
you.
Getting it on the show, you know, period, right? And you know, and also often we've had Red Lodge folks come on and talk about the
yes.
work they do. It's interesting though, because at the end of the day, really only talking about a few very small grassroots organizations in the Portland area. Really doing the critical work, and I'm just wondering what y'all kind of think about that. What's going on? Because otherwise, maybe there's some kind of state funded stuff, right? But it doesn't seem even that in itself is far and few in between. Maybe not well funded. Maybe not well programmed in itself. So can you guys maybe share some stuff about that? What that looks like? This whole landscape.
Well, some of them are awfully well funded.
Mm-hmm.
And to become well funded, you have to work really closely with the Department of Corrections, and so and parole and probation. So when you do that, there are a lot of programs that you have to institute to be part of that that machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
good way to put it.
And that's not. I mean, and we're not. Phoenix isn't really big on doing all that stuff. We kind of try to identify people that have some responsibility and some mm-hmm. discipline. That's a word that Joe used. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all based on that. If you can't make your bed every day when you get up, if you don't have a discipline to do that, you're certainly not going to be able to do very much else every day. So, what we try to do, we work in the prisons and one day a week at least, and we have another program too called the Three Principles, and Anna teaches that mm-hmm. class, and she's that's her baby,
right?
Yeah. And she teaches that, how to let go of old thought patterns, you mm-hmm. know, and figure out that we're not hooked up to them. But we do that in there, and in Phoenix, a lot of time, what we're trying to do is just take our thoughts from on and off switch to like a dimmer switch. So
right.
you can put it in gray, yeah. some different shades of gray, and have choice right. rather than, you know, live or die and black and white and up mm-hmm. and down. There's a lot right. of other directions.
So what I hear you saying is that really the nuts and bolts of kind of the grassroots work is that it's different. It has its own approach and theory and methodology and practice to the whole deal. And Joe, you experienced that, and you've been plugging into it. Can you talk about your involvement with Phoenix Rising from, you know, day one to now? Because I know you also have some amazing insight and ideas about where the work is going and should go to with transitions and corrections in general.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm currently in training. I've been doing a lot of stuff with Phoenix, right, in recent months. Transitioning with them this time allowed me the opportunity to get more involved with other organizations that are out there, you know, the mm-hmm. ones that are really out there doing, you know, the hard work out there, mm-hmm. the work that needs to be done. It's all geared up basically to, you know, give an individual an opportunity, you know what I mean, if he really wants to, you know what I mean, hit the ground running. You know, right now, currently I'm working. I'm getting back to school. I'm going to get ready to go back to PCC here this next semester. You know, I have a couple certifications, you know, under my belt. So I've taken advantage of some of the programming. As far as with Phoenix Rising is a mentor, you know, I'm working my way towards, my direction right now is pulling back in, going back and getting certified and hitting, trying to hit these youngsters.
Mm-hmm. All yeah. right?
These youngsters, the juveniles, the ones that are already, you know, in and out of maybe YA or, you know, mm-hmm. McLaren even, you know, right. juvie, you know,
totally.
It's kind of, yeah. kind of where it all, you know, kind of where it all starts, you know what I mean? I mean, I got about 26 years under my belt, mm-hmm. you know, of corrections. It's not something that I'm proud of. It, you know, it happens. It's just, you know, you learn by mistakes, and I'm really trying now, you know, turn it around, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I want to give back. My way of giving back to the community, you know, at large, is just reach out and touch those youngsters, mm-hmm. man, before they go over, yeah. you know, before they go over the edge.
Absolutely.
Man. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's, yeah. it's that's the thing, man, you know. So it's kind of where I'm at. As far as, like, with Phoenix, I mean, I'm mentoring, you know, I'm trying to get certifications. I got a couple other trainings that are coming up here shortly. And so my ultimate goal is to, yeah, become, you know what I mean, a certified you know, facilitator, whatever that may look like, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. We're on the path. So yeah. for folks just tuning in, you're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We're here with Harry Olson and Joe Rodriguez from Phoenix Rising Transition Services. And Joe, I wanted to go back on something that you were talking about, which what I heard you, I think, alluding to was mm-hmm. the pipeline. Right. Yeah, this is Prison Pipeline, right? The show is Prison Pipeline. We're talking about the pipeline, school to prison pipeline,
right, right.
youth corrections to prison pipeline.
Right.
Can you
right.
talk more about that? It sounded like you have a lot of background in that and knowledge in that. You want right. to work more with right. these youth. What's going on there? Because I think people forget that if we have 2 million people locked up that are right. adults in the United right. States, so what, like 25 or over or something, that people forget that actually that's is a high number, but that it's even higher when we include youth corrections, another youth. About 2 million, right? Right? And then right. you got people, house arrest, parole, blah, blah, blah. Next thing we know, yeah. we're talking about, we probably got 12 million people in the system, right, coming in yeah. and out. But the youth piece, though, what's going on there?
Well, the youth piece, the whole concept there is just basically trying to get out, you know, instill some, you know, some principles, some discipline, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Get them out and, you know, try to say, okay, look, man, you know, we're gonna come over here and, you know, shoot a football, you know what I mean? So a lot of the youngsters, you know, they never had nobody there to look up to,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They had no big uncle, you know, maybe dad's already locked up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they need guys like that that are going to be out there showing these guys, you know, how to work with tools, or let's go out here and do a project, you know, for the day, or let's go to the gym, as simple as that, you know what I mean? And just be there to, in order to communicate, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, before they can make that big mistake, mm-hmm. that can pretty much be costly.
Right, right.
You know, 10 years, five, how many years does it take? You know, 20 years, you know what I'm saying? You know, career, you know? Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, I'm already labeled basically at that level, you know what I mean? So right now, just knowing that I want to, you know, aim all my energy and direct myself towards that is kind of what I'm using as a... What can you say per se as a
foundation?
Yeah, a foundation it, yeah. to, yeah, exactly, to where we need to be, you know what I mean? And so with myself transitioning out, you know, with Phoenix and a couple other organizations, you know, around the Portland area that are well recognized, mm-hmm. I'm working towards getting those certifications, you know?
Right.
It's a struggle. I mean, I work 10, 12-hour days, sometimes up to 14 hours, you know? Man. I've been up since 3 today. Yeah. Working a 12-hour shift, you know what I mean? I'm trying right. to squeeze school in there, you know what I mean?
Right,
college.
Right. right, and then get good word out there on the right, radio, right, too,
you
right?
You know
about
what I mean? Yeah.
What you're doing, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, you know, here's one thing about going inside, and we talk about some other stuff, too, you guys want to talk about, but I think it's good for the listeners who maybe, you know, they haven't been locked up, they haven't visited or done anything, that going into the prisons or youth corrections, right, is not, I mean... You know, it doesn't really take that much, and that people should kind of. I wanted to put that out there. Maybe you guys can add to that. Like, it's not that hard to get in. You need to, you know, maybe do some paperwork, do a background check,
right.
you know. But to do that, I call it inReach. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys
yeah,
call it inReach too.
Call it. Yeah,
yeah. And you know, the inReach. You know,
inReach.
To do that, but. Yeah, can you talk about that and the importance of it? Because I think people don't realize, you know, they're like, you know, if they don't know somebody who's locked up or family, you know, they're not thinking about going to visit, right? But yeah. but maybe people should and how they can work with organizations like y'all, do the work that you're all doing. So,
well, I can touch on that a little bit. We have, with Phoenix, we have usually 3 trainings. These are... I don't know, it takes about 6 days to do the trainings going in, so it takes several weeks to do this. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of people that come in to do the trainings. Now, we learned that this is community organizing training, and political organizing. We learned that through our affiliation with the Metropolitan Alliance for Common Good.
Okay.
And they have that training on the street. This is the one that Joe just passed through his second time day before yesterday. I worked there at one of the tables too. And we go in there and do that, and the people that help us put on that training are, there's a number of people from this Metropolitan Alliance for Common Good that go in and visit or volunteer and help us put on those trainings. And it's always a joy for people that are locked up to have somebody come in there, not because they're getting paid,
right?
But because it means something to them, you know? They have some hope, and they're willing to share some of what they have.
Right.
So doing that, and then when people come out, the same thing. Those people come out that have taken that training, they go to the MACG training out here, and bam, there's people that they know, and they can say hi, and it's a whole different thing having people in the community that you know visit you in there and coming out and seeing them. And then we have a deal going with OHSU Nursing School too, the School of Nursing, and we have a couple of their students that come in each term and use Phoenix for a practicum site. They come into the prison with us on the Tuesdays, and they come to the house and they do different things with us so that they can take the health care and help educate people along those lines, what they can do and what to look for and how to get along. But while they're teaching, they're also learning how can we best change our approach, so that we can better deal with people that have been through prison and the experience that they have there.
Mm-hmm. So for people on the inside, then, you know, in some cases, and because of the work that y'all do, then you actually get to meet people on the outside, you know, and making that, bridging that gap, you know, making a community, right? And so, Joe, your journey, any life journey in general, right, that you came across some different things inside, you know, different groups or people. Yeah. And can you talk about, you know, what kind of what that was like, having that experience, being able to at least get something from outside, you know, to like work with and to think about, and maybe if it was inspiring or whatever it was, if you have a moment or anything you'd like to share.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, basically getting to learn, you know, the principles, learning, you know, thinking errors, learning how to, you know, readjust your thinking, your overall scope of, you know, how it really is out here, you know, in society. You know, nothing's free and there's no handouts, you know what I mean? Everybody's got to earn what you know what I mean, what you make or whatever, you know what I mean, you gotta make a living.
Right.
You gotta survive out here. So basically, you know, your thinking realm has to change at some point, you know, and that change comes through, you know, just programs and people like, you know, with organizations like Phoenix and a couple others that are out here, you know, all they're offering programs, they're offering, you know, life skills, you know, they're there to, you know, kind of walk you through, you know what I mean? Something that's totally new, something you've never done, you know, so it's just a whole thinking pattern that needs to change. And for me, you know, personally, I mean, you know, I just felt it was time that, you know, I had to straighten out my act then and get it straight and narrow, you know. So now, I never really knew the word responsibility, you know what I mean? I never knew the definition of none of that stuff. So it's kind of now, I try to live by the textbook, you know, so that's a big word. So again, you know, the resources are there. The transitioning part is, you know, we were able to reach out, you know, show your guy comes out, you know, we meet up, we go drink, have some coffee, meet and greet, communicate this and that. And then we just go ahead and pave the way for, you know, the resources that are there and kind of get guys kind of going, you know what I mean?
Absolutely right.
Someone to communicate. You know, sometimes all it takes is just a person that you know willing to listen. You know what I mean? Hear you out, and you know what are your basic, you know, what are your basic needs when you first get out? You know,
exactly.
Nobody's there to, you know, nobody's there. You know, most people. You know, some people are fortunate. A lot are unfortunate, and you know, so you need to have a little bit of that moral support out in the community.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we're neighbors. You know, I end up, you know, in the community, we're in the neighborhood, you know, it's, you know, and so we have to kind of, you know, coincide. So
Right. We got to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, and some people are coming from a you know, like inverted position. You know, right. It comes up right a lot in the discussions where people are like, look, you know, some people are getting out with the bag, you know, garbage bag of like their stuff and like a bus ticket, you know. And these are the kind of things that, you know, we talk about on the show because, again, nobody's hearing about that. You know, people are seeing Orange is the New Black or something. That, you know, that this whole other piece, there's no cute drama there and stuff. And that you know, have, like, you know, just like you're saying, having somebody to sit down and just talk about with. And especially, sounds like somebody who has similar experiences too, to really be able to do that. So have you gotten the chance to do that so far now, where you're getting to meet up with some folks getting out and things of that nature?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a bunch of guys that I work with, you know, kind of, we're just kind of informal, but we hook up. We have me and with the director here, Harry, you know, we have a thing where we get together on Sundays, a couple of guys, and we have coffee. They kind of know us at the coffee shop already now. We kind of just the old guys show up.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, some of these guys, you know, I contact them. They contact me. I've taken a couple here recently, about a couple of weeks back. I walked them all the way up to a AA meeting. You know,
okay.
I didn't need it myself, but I took him there. He was just about ready to just, you know, hit the bottle, right? And I just happened to be the person that he decided to call. I knew what I had to do. Took him right to that meeting, right to the door, sat him, and I said, okay, bro.
Right. So it's like, it's really having like buddy system, support team, and all that. You got your point person, your primary person that you're dealing with.
I like that team. Right. I like that. Yeah. He said he's the team.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, what you're all doing, you know? Yeah. So the other thing was also how you're connecting with these folks. I know that a lot of it's just because you're going inside, so you know them, or if there's other ways too. But
well, that's the important part. Mm-hmm. When you go into the prison and meet with people, like, we like to work with people for 6 months before they come home, so that there's a relationship and we know one another in a certain context anyway, and develop some definite bonds and some connections. And a lot of other programs, you won't know who it is that's going to work with you until you walk out the door and a stranger comes up and says, hi, I'm Joe Blow from such and such a place, I'm going to be your whatever. You know, you go, oh, yeah? Because there's a lot of suspicion that walks out with you into the community from prison. You don't know who you can trust.
Right.
You lived as a criminal and a convict. That's not a trusting world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you come out here and a stranger walks up and says, you're going to tell you how to do things. It's like,
All right.
I'll be wide open to that, you're sure.
and we'll mention some of the social media stuff at the end here so people can be in touch. But just about the organization, like recently, last couple months or whatever, you know, y'all doing amazing work. What's some recent stuff you've been doing? Are there any kind of recent achievements or anything of that nature you'd like to kind of mention about the group?
Well, I guess one thing we had, this took a while, but it came to fruition a few months ago, where we went and testified in Salem with Senator Lou Frederick, and we got Senate Bill numbered 360 passed, and that will allow people to pay for like parole dues and fees and court costs and things like that, everything but child support and restitution to people that lost things. They'll be able to work off the other things with community service, and just putting people through the trainings, you know, the trains with the MACG, the Metropolitan Alliance for Common Good, and most of it's just a constant thing, but we're always moving towards something else. We talked at the Rotary Club just a few days ago. I did this with the director of Bridges of Change
and
Monta Knudsen. That was really nice, working hand in hand with him. They're a lot bigger organization, but he mentioned this too, that we're doing the same thing, trying to help people get out and do something different.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. Before we wrap up, Joe, if there is anything, you know, anecdote, because like we were talking, you know, there's a lot of people inside listening to this program,
right.
Youth and right. adults alike. So I don't know, anything maybe, you know, you want to say to anybody, anything inspiring or, you know, last thoughts, just wrapping up in general?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you gotta prepare yourself, man. It's the real world out here, man. You know what I mean? You, by no means, man, you know, you got to educate. Education and knowledge is kind of, I think, is on the right. on the forefront. Obviously, you know, it's just you get bad, you get caught up in there. You know what I mean? You get caught up, you isolate. You know, your mind just kind of takes this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This dark picture, and you get thrown back out here, and it's game time. You know, it's basically you got it. You know, you're there. It is. It's you got your one shot. You come right. out, and you want to play by the books. You know what I mean? Do it on the level, man. Pay your way, you know.
Right, yeah. And hopefully people know that there's some of us out here that do yeah, support yeah. you, support yeah, them, you know, here, yeah. to do that here. And stuff, right?
So we're out here, yeah, we're out
right on. We're about ready to go down to the Asian family club. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in Salem.
Okay.
At OSP. And so that's a big thing there. We'll go down there with them. So hi all to right, all my cool. partners in
yeah,
prison.
They'll be looking out for it. Check out phoenixrisingtransitions.org. The number is 503-866-1554. That's Harry Olson. Contact phoenixrisingtransitions.org. Thank you so much, guys. You've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Listen to us in this previous Prison Pipeline at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Again, thanks to our guests. Thanks to our wonderful engineer, Mr. Michael Fuchtalis. Have a great evening. Free them all. We'll see you next week.